Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Rob Goggins, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development of Service Brands International. And Service Brands International includes a family of franchises, which include 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Molly Maid, Mr. Handyman, and Ducks. Hi, Rob. Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good, Rob. Rob, joining us is Don Johnson, who's also my co-host and also the president of Diamond Financial Services in New Jersey. I know you wanted to say hi, Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Good, good. Happy New Year. We've spoken in the past, Rob. How are things going, all right?
They seem to be going pretty well, yeah. Thanks.
Good. And just to break the ice a little bit here, my wife and I, we've used Molly Maid service before. It's a great service. We got everything went well. Just wanted to pass that on to you.
Well, I appreciate that. You get pretty spoiled when you get a Molly Maid service, don't you?
Yeah, well, my wife wants to now do it consistently, and I think we probably will.
Yeah, that's the challenge with Molly Maid service. Once you use it, it's pretty tough to get rid of it, and that's one of the things our franchisees love about it.
Oh, that's something. Rob, I wanted to thank you for coming on the show today and start off by congratulating you on the success of Service Brands International. All four franchise systems were in this year's Entrepreneur's Top 500. And I remember several years ago, your CEO, David McKinnon, was voted IFA Entrepreneur of the Year. In July of 2006, Mr. Handyman contributed to the ESPY Awards for a second year in a row. And for people listening that don't follow sports, the ESPY Awards are similar in format to the Academy Awards. They recognize outstanding and memorable performances in the world of sports during the previous year. August 2006, Ducks became the largest duck cleaner in the country. So needless to say, Rob, you guys are doing a fantastic job. Can you tell the listening audience where you're calling from today?
You know, I will in a second. I'll tell you, I appreciate the accolades, and I'm the person on the interview today, but the Service Brand story is truly a team effort, both the internal employees here at Service Brand's home office, but the hundreds of franchisees we have across the country and the world, and we're all doing a great job, so I appreciate
that. Absolutely.
I am calling from, I guess what I could consider here, unseasonably warm Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Really?
It's going to hit the mid-40s again today. I think I've had my winter jacket on maybe twice in the last 3 months. So
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible here in the east, too. Just not, although it's cold today and last night, yeah, it's been very mild.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it was even last week in Robin, Pennsylvania, it was 70 degrees, if you can imagine that. So it's
that's wonderful.
It's pretty scary, yeah. It's also the main campus of University of Michigan, isn't it, Rob?
It is, yeah. And if we don't have to talk about football, I'd be happy to tell you all about Michigan. I'm from Wisconsin, so when Michigan loses a big game like that, then I claim I'm from Wisconsin. And
right. Oh, that's something. Rob, what were you doing before joining Service Brands International?
Well, I was in industrial packaging sales, which means I sold tape and bags and equipment and things like that, which really gets people excited when you tell them you were in industrial packaging sales.
Right.
I remember the first guy that hired me said, you know, upon hiring me, he said, you know, Rob, it's not very exciting, but it's very lucrative. And I realized he was right. It wasn't very exciting. And for me, it wasn't very lucrative. So eventually I started up my own little business, eventually sold my interest in that to a partner, and then found myself at Service Brands.
Oh, that's great.
And what intrigued you most about Service Brands, the company, Rob?
You know, I knew everything about packaging, and that's probably where I was going to stay for the next 30 years, but I applied to this little ad in the paper, and it was Service Brands. I didn't know much about franchising, not much at all. But when I came here, I just loved the enthusiasm of the people, the professionalism, the quality of the organization.
Right.
It's kind of a typical upper Midwest company. We all work hard. We all get along. We all want to achieve goals. And after the second interview, I had three, which ended with me meeting David McKinnon.
Right.
But after the second interview, I went home, and I distinctly recall telling my wife, you know, I think they're drinking Kool-Aid over there because they're all just way too happy. There's something funny going on. And even our potential franchise candidates that come to visit us say the same thing. I can't believe you guys are this nice. But it turned out to be true. I love working here. So that's what intrigued me about Service Brands at the time.
That's something.
And tell us a little bit about the history of the company. Rob?
Well, you gentlemen already mentioned David McKinnon, who is just a wonderful gentleman. And he started Molly Maid here in America back in 1984. It actually originated in Canada back in, I think, 79. But he brought it to America, franchised it here domestically, was very successful for the first 4 or 5 years. I think he had 130 or 140 franchisees across the country.
Wow.
And a big Fortune 500 company came calling, and so David sold the company. I think he was 30 or 31 years old.
Right.
Did pretty well, sold it. They ran it into the ground. They didn't know much about franchising. The whole thing started falling apart. Franchisees were leaving.
Right.
So David was flat broke at the time, as he tells the story. Got a couple partners together, and which really, I think, shows the dedication and commitment he has to this organization and to the people that he developed the original relationships with, the franchisees.
Right.
They bought it back. And he bought it back and took over all these challenges, solved all those challenges, started building the organization again, got it going on a real nice growth trajectory. And then back in the mid to late 90s, they said, you know, now we got this Molly Maid thing really clicking along, why not focus on other home services?
Right.
I mean, people were asking our franchisees, you know, do you know anyone that could fix this stuff in my house? Or could you guys take my dry cleaning in for me, because I don't have any time.
Right, right.
And our franchisees didn't want to do it at the time. So that's when they started up Mr. Handyman and 800 Dry Clean, and then later we started Ducks.
That's great. It's a great story, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, today we've got, you know, close to 800 franchise locations across the country.
That's incredible.
All such needed services. I know even Ducks, I open up my local phone book and, you know, I mean, you don't really know who to utilize. It's not really a leader in the industry.
You know, if you look at the fact that the average American across the country, and of course the coasts tend to get hit a little bit harder, but the average American spends more than 100 hours a year driving to and from work.
Wow.
And people want to spend more quality time with their family. They want to have some kind of hobby. They want to have some kind of life outside of work. And in America, we're so unique, we're so driven, that you never see that total number of hours worked per week going down. It just continues to go up.
Absolutely.
And then we saw a big tidal wave when 9/11 hit. That really seemed to make an impact on people as well, that it wasn't all about work. It wasn't all about making money. It was about living a good life and spending time with people you care about. And that's been a big shot in the arm for our industries as well.
Right, absolutely. How would you describe the Service Brands International franchise system, Rob? I mean, again, you're dealing with four different brands, but again, it seems like you're in the business of, as you say, selling free time to people, you know?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, since we do have four brands, and, you know, I don't want to keep you guys on the phone for a couple hours with all the details of our brands, we can certainly briefly discuss them. But what we're really after is trying to expand our influence in that home service category.
Right.
Whether it be, you know, handyman repair or dry cleaning, pickup and delivery, or possibly in the future senior care or something like that.
Right.
But that's what we're after. And so we do that by building meaningful, significant brands that consumers will quickly recognize. We want to give our franchisees the tools to have sort of clear, distinct advantages in the marketplace, whether it be software tools or marketing tools or employee management tools. We want to make sure our franchisees are successful. That's our prime goal. And then internally here at the home office, we want to make sure that we're hiring the right people and rewarding those people who can perform with passion and help us reach our goals.
That's interesting. How big is the industry, Rob? I mean, again, I guess we're classifying this as, would you say, like the home service industry?
Yeah, I mean, Molly Maid itself is in the residential cleaning industry. That's $4 billion with
okay.
a B. Handyman is in the minor home repair industry. They do some commercial repair as well. That's about a $45 billion industry.
Wow.
Dry Clean is in the dry cleaning industry, of course. It's a $10 billion industry. And Ducks falls into the indoor air quality category, which is a $5 to $6 billion industry.
That's great. It's big numbers there.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is.
And I think additional questions will get this point across, but I think for all potential franchise owners, what's interesting is they're not actually going to be doing the work. They're going to be managing people. And
It's an important aspect here. Of course, during training, they'll learn all the ins and outs, but this is, you know, a business where people are going to be managing other people. I guess that's about the most important thing, is finding quality people to run their business, help out handling the service, Rob.
Yeah, and you know, guys, it really depends. I mean, Molly Maid and Handyman are very management intensive. That is a true executive model where we don't want people cleaning houses or putting up ceiling fans. They're going to hire people to do that, and they might have anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 employees for a handyman business, anywhere from 15 to 30 employees for a Molly Maid business. But for ducts and dry clean, that one, those two models, rather, are a little bit more owner-operator for at least the first 6 to 12 months. We need people to get in that vehicle, go out there and do the work, kind of walk the walk for a while before they go out there and hire other people. But those businesses certainly can be leveraged and grown once the people know what they're doing.
Interesting.
Yeah. What has been the most interesting thing that's happened to you, Rob, since joining Service Brands?
You know, I wish I could come up with something really funny and witty at this point. I guess the thing that really sticks out of my mind, because it kind of encapsulates what we do here in the franchise world, is I grew up selling Molly Maid for about 3 years. That's what I did here before I came into this position.
Right.
And so my frame of reference is around Molly Maid. And I worked with a lady who was in a market in Michigan. And as most people know, Michigan is not the most economically progressive state right now. And she was in a pretty economically challenged area in Michigan. And she was a single mom. She worked a ton of hours. And if there was one candidate I ever worked with that I probably lost a little bit of sleep over, because I wanted to make sure she was successful, it was this person.
Right.
And she decided to pull the trigger. She did it. We gave her the same love and attention that we give to all of our franchisees and all of our brands. And she did it. She is employing something like 20 or 22 people right now. She's got an office manager in place. She spends time with her daughter. She's achieving her financial goals. She bought out her neighbor, so she controls the whole market now.
Wow, that's great.
So it's things like that make you feel good about this kind of industry.
Absolutely. And I think you just define really what might be the, you know, the whole philosophy of your company, that individual attention, that caring, that can just spread throughout the whole company to everybody. I think
right.
You brought up a good story of why Service Brands is successful and growing so much, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and you know, it really starts with David McKinnon. I mean, in any good organization, it starts with a leader, and I still recall having that first interview with him, and he kind of asked me what I thought this whole thing was about, and again, I didn't know much about franchising.
Right.
And he said, it's all about relationships. You know, the people you bring in on day one, you're going to see at the national conventions, you might go on vacations with them, you'll see them 10 years from now when they renew the franchise agreement, and so you've always got to do the right thing and treat people well.
That's something.
Rob, this next question, I'm always interested in just hearing people's different perspective. What types of characteristics you feel make a successful Service Brands franchisee?
Well, of course, there's always the basics. You know, I mean, are people motivated? Can they follow a system? Do they have the necessary financial resources to do it?
Right.
But then again, specifically for Molly Maid and Handyman, it's really going to come down to management. You know, can they lead people? Can they endure some of that day-to-day pain that comes with employee management while still keeping their eye focused on the overall goal of the organization, their financial goals or lifestyle goals, whatever that might be. But for those two concepts, it's really about employee management. For ducts and dry clean, again, it's going to be a little bit more owner-operator, so we want someone who is physically energetic. They may have to manage people down the road, but in the beginning, they've got to be good communicators to communicate well with their customers. They've got to be able to you know, kind of have the gumption to get up and do it every day.
Sure.
For ducts, there's a little bit more of a networking component because they have to go out there and talk with our partner customers, companies like HVAC companies, allergy doctors, insurance adjusters, who will then funnel work to our ducts owners. Whereas with dry clean, it's a little bit more of a simple operation. They're going to be following our marketing program, picking up and dropping off the clothes from the customers' homes, and things like that.
That's great.
With ducts being a more niche-specific type of business, are you out there recruiting someone who has experience in that industry, or no?
Darn good question. We're doing it both ways. We are putting a full court press on the industry, if you will, folks that are already duct cleaners, trying to get them to convert because we've got huge national contracts coming in, and so there's a big advantage there. We're also pursuing people that are just in sort of ancillary businesses, pest control guys, asbestos abatement companies,
right.
water and flood damage companies,
right.
in addition to the people who don't have any industry experience. In fact, the gentleman who was president of Ducks didn't know anything about the industry and built a very successful local business, learned it in about 12 months, and then brought it to us, and we franchised it.
I think that's such an important part of one of your concepts. There's so many people with allergy problems. I know.
Absolutely.
I got young twins. One has some allergy problems. We're always paranoid. We always want to keep those ducks clean. I don't think enough people do that nationwide. I'm sure that business is just going to continue to grow for you, that part of your concept.
Yeah, I think it's got just huge potential. I mean, if you look at, everybody knows Sharper Image,
sure.
the catalog and the retail stores, and their best-selling product is that ionic breeze machine.
Is it really? Well, that's something.
And they've retailed for like $350 to $400 bucks.
Wow.
And they recommend that you have one in every single room.
Right.
And so, yeah, the number of people with allergies, both of my kids have allergies. I don't know what's causing this stuff, but regardless, people are very sensitive to the air around them, and so I think there's huge potential there.
I would agree with that, yeah. That's fun. Rob, are you able to stick around for another segment?
I'd love to.